AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. and Iran ended their latest round of indirect nuclear talks without reaching a deal. The AP Sagar Magani reports it leaves the prospect on the table of another Middle East war.
Oman's top diplomat, who mediated the talks, said there was significant progress. But just before the talks in Geneva ended, Iranian state TV indicated Tehran was not prepared to meet President Trump's demands to constrain its program. The negotiations came during a week where the Trump administration said Iran should not rebuild parts of a nuclear program the U.S. attacked in June.
And here they are. You can see them always trying to rebuild elements of it.
The principle is very simple.
I will never allow the world's number one sponsor of terror, which they are by far, to have a nuclear weapon. Can't let that happen.
The U.S. has massively built up military forces in the Middle East. Iran's top diplomat tells India Today TV that could lead to a devastating regional war.
There would be no victory for anybody.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Secretary of State and former First Lady Hillary Clinton says she told the House Oversight Committee she had no idea about Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's criminal activities and does not recall ever encountering Epstein. Former President Bill Clinton testifies behind closed doors outside New York about Epstein tomorrow. Oversight Committee ranking member Robert Garcia says he wants President Trump to sit for a deposition.
I hope that Chairman Comer and the Republicans will join us in demanding that the person who actually appears more times in the files than the former president, who we want to speak with, is President Donald Trump. And so let's get President Trump in front of our committee.
A federal judge says the IRS broke the law by illegally sharing thousands of taxpayer addresses with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This is AP News. A British lawmaker is facing charges overseas.
A court in Bangladesh's capital has ordered authorities to request that Interpol issue a red notice for the arrest of a British lawmaker on charges of corruption in a private real estate project. Tulip Sadiq faces charges of corruption in the country for using her connection with her aunt, former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, to influence the process of illegally awarding land to a private company. Sadiq has already been sentenced to 6 years in jail in Bangladesh in three other corruption cases. In January last year, Sadiq resigned as a British government minister in the cabinet of Prime Minister Keir Starmer because of her ties to the former Bangladesh Prime Minister. I'm Charles Deletesma.
A woman on probation for stowing away on an international flight has been arrested again after sneaking onto a flight from Newark, New Jersey to Milan, Italy. Svetlana Dali was convicted in 2024 for flying to Paris without a passport or a ticket. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.